Good morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartot, joining us on a Tuesday morning with our fresh cup of coffee in hand, Alan.
Yes, indeed. So anyway, David, we have this great economic crisis. The question is, are we in denial or are we playing it right? Americans are so used to the up and downs of the stock market that when in the beginning the market went down 200 points, everybody said, oh my God, the sky is falling in. And then afterwards, you know, your wiser spouse would say to you, come on, honey, it's coming back, it'll come back. And it did. Now I think we have a different situation, because now I think we have a worldwide connection which is really outside of the United States' ability to cope. Now, I think we're in better shape here than in most places in the world, but if we've given away the right to manufacture, for example, to other countries, and now those other countries are going broke or are taking all kinds of drastic steps which we're really not prepared to counter, it really raises the implications of, do we know what we're doing? Are we able to deal with this? So a lot of people who have 401ks, who are going to retire, who can't retire now because the money will disappear, this could turn out to be a lot more serious than we might think. And then the question is, are people going to put their heads in the sand and say it really isn't happening when it is happening? You know, if you're 40 years old and you have a 401k, okay, so what? If you're 74, ooh, who do I know that's 74? Will that matter if you don't have enough? Will somebody be able to retire? In my case, I'm not. But there will be people who are and who are already in retirement and living off that money. And that could be a disaster for so many people. And if they're in a bad, precarious situation, there will be others around them who have identical problems because it all bleeds into each other.
And as we sit in the thick of a presidential contest, what's the impact of this crisis going forward on that?
Well, as you know, David, as you so perceptively indicate, yesterday we heard the Obama spokesman saying that the president has not ruled out endorsing a primary candidate in the Democratic Party. And we have to go back and remember that this is a president who took on Hillary Clinton all those years ago and who won. And you had the great Senate lion, Teddy Kennedy, walking out with his niece and endorsing Obama. This could be payback time. This could be, well, maybe history will repeat itself. Right now, I don't see Biden doing that well in the polls against Hillary. And if the president is thinking about succession, he's going to want to be succeeded by a Democrat, not by a Republican. So that's got to be a factor in his decision.
From succession to secession, Alan, a coalition of groups that support high-volume hydrofracking and gun rights are pushing a renewed effort to have the upstate region of the state break away from New York. The groups led by the Second Amendment advocates at Scope are planning a rally on Route 7 in the town of Bainbridge on this very issue. It's not the first time we've heard about this.
No, every once in a while somebody yells secession. There will be a counter move, I'm sure, by people saying, yes, you can secede and take the guns with you. This isn't going to happen, of course. It's nothing more than a political ploy and metaphor, but it will get the attention that I suspect that these folks want. I know that this Second Amendment question is something that is foremost in many people's minds.
How about this, Alan? Less lethal weapons drawing new interest as a series of fatal police shootings have sparked outrage and protests around the country. This is out of Fitchburg, Massachusetts. It's a company, one of many, that make blunt impact projectiles that make people double over in pain but do not cause lasting injuries. One of the cities in our region that uses them, the police department in East Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, one can only hope that this is a partial solution. It really doesn't get to why we have so much crime, why there is oppression of people of color that forces them into economic poverty, and then with the result in kinds of crime we get. And of course, that's not all black people. It's a few, a percentage. So I'm thinking that you'll get these sort of techno fixes. We'll come up with a different weapon. It'll be a taser. It'll be a this. It'll be that. But that doesn't really get to the fundamentals of racism in the United States.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan, as always.
Thank you, David.